This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's Andy? Trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it's the weekend recap, and actually it's the Dorf on Sports weekend show, obviously, and I'm hanging out with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, folks, so much to get into with the Final Four, the crazy calls, the missed calls, Virginia playing Texas Tech. Obviously, it's been a crazy 24 hours or so for me, but unbelievable what happened there. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. I mean, there's a lot going on. We got two teams set for the men's national championship. We got the girls' national championship today. We got baseball. We got a little bit of everything. Basketball playoffs. I mean, let's get to it.
Well, I mean, look, man, the bottom line is we've got to break down that Virginia-Auburn game. So many different ways that you could take this. I mean, look, Bruce Pearl did a tremendous job of teaching a life lesson here to his kids, and just an amazing way to take that game and make it a positive, man. So just unbelievable stuff. We're going to break it all down. On the other side, we are going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, talk about some hockey and some baseball, like you said. So NHL hockey coming in hot with the playoffs, and then Major League Baseball just getting started. So a lot to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like, then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days, and that's when the real fun begins, because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang. No hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at easytiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's easytiles.com.
The net, played back along further now by Howlett. Close quarters over for James Neal. Swung one that's taken by Tuck, and Tuck with a shot. He hit the puck with a shot.
As they scored early, scored on a power play, taking the air out of the building, and here's Watson. Scores! Watson with a sharp angle shot that beats Hellebuck. It's 3-0.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you as we always do. You can always get at us on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Heard the highlights. Obviously going to talk some hockey with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who usually comes to us all the way from Canada, happens to be in Phoenix, Arizona right now, so we're very happy to have him on with us. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. I mean, gotta feel good waking up to this sunshine just about every day that you're getting here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Probably something that you feel pretty good about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great to get away from the winter, get here at this time of year, and you feel that spring has arrived, and of course, by the time I get home, hopefully spring has arrived. So I'm sitting here hoping that by the time I get home, I've seen the back of the 18-19 winter.
I feel you. So speaking of that, you know, it was a pretty impressive run once again from our Arizona Coyotes, falling short once again, not making the postseason. What can you say about their effort, the way that they go about things? They're on the outside looking in. It's been 2 years in a row where they've played great stretches of hockey at certain points, but are unable to maintain it. So what would your advice be, I guess, be moving forward for the Arizona Coyotes?
Well, I guess I would look at it from the standpoint, you know, keep doing more of the same. You know, to your point, they were a little bit inconsistent. They started out rather slowly this year. Then they've had a couple of really good runs. Then they went into a little bit of a rut when it looked like they might actually make the playoffs. So they need to get some consistency. And I guess that just comes with age and experience. And the other thing that you can't control, and every team has injuries, but the Coyotes had a lot of injuries this year. There were a lot of long-term injuries to good players at the wrong times of year. So I think some of it was just circumstance, and some of it is something that they're going to have to work on, and that's the consistency. But they're clearly moving in the right direction. They gave it a heck of a good shot. It would have been nice to have seen them make the playoffs, but once again, a couple of points short.
Yeah, it was a good stretch, a good run. It kept fans interested in the games. You know, they were, the attendance definitely rose toward the end of the year, and I guess that's good in a way, and you want to keep the interest level up, especially with hockey being a difficult. I think it's a little bit of a stretch out here in the desert in the first place, John. So the fact that they're able to keep people interested, getting to those games late in the season, I do think that bodes well for the Coyotes moving forward.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. It's been a tough sell here in terms of hockey, because the team hasn't been winning and the fans just aren't used to the game. I mean, for the most part, the majority of original fans here in the Phoenix area were transplanted Chicagoans, Detroitans, and from other hockey communities. It's taken some time for them to get back into it, and perhaps with Scottsdale's Austin Matthews becoming a star with the Maple Leafs, that's going to give them something to follow. So I think it's good going forward, but there's still a heck of a lot of work to do.
I agree.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, John. This is Mike
morning,
here.
Mike.
Good morning. We got the hockey playoff matchup set, man. What sticks out to you? Is there anything kind of sticks out about the matchups, which matchups are going to be, you know, fairly predictable, and maybe which ones are going to be better than people think?
Well, I think the way that the playoff format is set up, there's a couple of the matchups that we've known for some time, and I speak to Boston and Toronto as one of them, and San Jose and Vegas as the second one. Those are the ones that, because of the way the playoffs are set up, we've known for a while. In terms of ones that are going to be, I believe, very one-sided, looking at the East, Tampa and Columbus. Columbus is a very good hockey club, no question about it, but we know that Tampa Bay is a little bit better, and you're talking a 30-point differential there over the course of a season. So I'm looking at that as being I'm not saying a very short series, but I don't think Tampa's going to have a tough time in that series. Out west, Calgary and Colorado, that's going to be an interesting series from the standpoint that it's 1-8 in terms of the seeds. But Colorado has been playing very well lately just to even get in the playoffs, so they may be on a nice little run. The rest of the series, I think, are going to be very close. You're talking about teams that have a 5, a 6, or a 7-point differential over the course of the regular season. I think that San Jose-Vegas is going to be a very good series. Nashville and Dallas, I think, could be a fairly tight series. I think probably the best two are going to be Winnipeg and St. Louis, both teams with 99 points, and that was not decided until last night. And the Boston-Toronto series, I think, will be very close, providing that Toronto plays good hockey. They've been slumping a little bit lately. And I think the other good series is going to be New York Islanders and Pittsburgh. That's been a tight race all season for second and third in that particular division, the Metropolitan Division, at only a 3-point differential over the course of the year. So I think we're going to see a lot of close series. What's going to be very interesting is to see if any of these teams change their style into the playoffs. And as we've talked about several times, I think Tampa Bay is going to have to change their style a little bit, because I just don't think this run-and-gun style that we've seen for 82 games in the regular season is going to carry them all the way to the final. I think they're going to have to tighten up a little bit defensively if they want to get there.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL hockey playoff situation a little bit before it starts, obviously. But, hey, let me ask you this, John. You know, looking at the balance of power, it's pretty unbelievable how good the Eastern Conference is. You've got six teams that have have 100 points or more, and let's be honest, there's a few games left. All these teams could wind up with 100 points or more. And then you look at the Western Conference, obviously not the same type of situation. You've got three teams with 100 points, and maybe by the end of it you'll have five or so teams that have those 100 points. But would you say that the balance of power is in the East or in the West?
Well, it's like any other sport, Andy. It swings. It's like, the NBA is the East versus the West. The NFL is the AFC versus the NFC. And in Major League Baseball, it's the National League and the American League, and they all sort of play their turn in becoming the dominant league or the dominant conference. And I think we're in that spell now where we're seeing the East to be a little bit stronger. 5 or 6 years ago, we were looking at the West as being the strongest conference, specifically because we had the LA Kings and the Blackhawks winning 5 Stanley Cups between them in 6 seasons. It's just one of those things that it sort of tends to sway back and forth, and right now it's the East's turn, and the fact that Washington and Tampa are two of the stronger teams in the league and both play in the East has sort of been a big factor. And you mentioned the number of teams that have hit 100 points, and let's not forget that Winnipeg and St. Louis both finished with 99, so they were awfully close as well. So to your point, I think the Eastern Conference is a little bit stronger right now, but the West tends to play a slightly different style of hockey. I think you see a little bit tighter defensive game in the Western Conference. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's the travel. Maybe it's the way the schedule is drawn up. But I think right now we've got two slightly different types of hockey. But I think that, to your point, the best teams right now are in the East.
All right. So with that being said, who do you wind up seeing playing for the Stanley Cup?
Well, excellent question. You have to go with Tampa Bay right now, the way that they have played over the season. But as I said earlier, I think they have to tighten up defensively. No question they had a great season. I mean, I think you and I talked about the number of points they would get, and I predicted 129, and they ended up at 128. So they were kind of where we thought they would be. In the Western Conference, can Calgary continue what they did over the regular season through the playoffs? Very likely. That could be a good series. But I think the team to watch in the West right now is Nashville. They came along very, very good at the end of the season and ended up winning the Central Division on the last night of the season with exactly 100 points. Winnipeg slumped a little bit at the end, but that's still a very good
right,
hockey club. But I'd say Nashville and Tampa would be my two picks right now.
Very good. That's good stuff from John Poulter, our professor of sports. And we remember Nashville, the run that they had a couple seasons ago. So they're very capable of putting together another great stretch. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to talk about some Major League Baseball. And you know what? My Milwaukee Brewers are off to a hot start. So it'll be interesting to talk about that. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Banged batting along, and Kuznetsov sees it go on over to Letang, shuffled it across. Crosby with a long toss that came to Gensel, tries to step by. Crosby scores! What a play!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Here he comes. And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up. Not once, but twice. With the Brewers down to their last strike already this year. Coming up with a monster home run.
Launches another one. There it goes. A.J. Pollock. His second home run tonight, that's number 8. And it's 5-0 D-backs. And Bob Brindley, you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
It's time for tacos.
Pound is ready. And let's do it here in the Bronx. First pitch, swung on and a fly ball to left field. Deep, going back, Stanton, still back. See ya! A home run on the first pitch by Duffy. And the Rays are up 1-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Okay, let's go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, our professor of sports, John Poulter, hanging out with us. We're going to shift gears, talk a little Major League Baseball. And obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers have gotten out of the gates really well. 7-2 on the season. Yelich doing what an MVP is supposed to do, coming back strong the next year, playing fantastic. Hader doing what he does. Just everything kind of clicking early on in the season for them. Dodgers playing pretty well, too, to be honest with you. And then we also heard, I believe, a Tampa Bay Rays there who has also gotten out of the gates pretty well in the American League East. So, John, does Major League Baseball make any sense right now, yes or no?
Not really. number of teams that are playing a heck of a lot better than we would have thought. A number of teams playing exactly what we thought. And three or four teams that are not even close to what we expected. So, but it's a very small sample size. It's 10 games. It's about 6% of the season. Every team goes through streaks over the course of a long season. So a lot of it is just timing. I really don't think that after 10 games we can really say that we have seen anything that's really going to worry anybody. But if we're looking at the same situation a month from now, certainly there's going to be some big power teams are going to be looking at their situations, wondering just where it all went wrong. And I guess I start with that comment with the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox are in town with the Arizona Diamondbacks right now, and the Red Sox losing 8 of their first 10. And who would have thought that would have happened? But at the end of the day, there's got to be fans in 29 other cities are quite happy about the fact that the Red Sox are 2-8. So long season, we've often said it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, but certainly some of these teams would like to have started better. We all thought the Cubs were better than 2-6. We all thought that Atlanta was better than 4-4. And we all thought that Houston was better than 4-5. But I'm not going to really worry too much about it after 10 days of the season. These teams have to find their level, and I'm sure they will.
John, you're talking about the Red Sox being in town, and I took my son to the Red Sox Diamondbacks game last night. His favorite team is the Red Sox, and so he was all jacked up to see his team and Mookie Betts and the crew. You know, I'm sitting there watching the game, and does it really just for the Red Sox? I mean, they certainly have talent in their lineup. I mean, that's an easy call there, but really, does it come down to pitching for them? Because Price pitched last night, and he had a 3-0 lead, and he just the next inning he immediately gives it up. I mean, does it come down to pitching for them?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, after Chris Sale, I think there's some pretty big question marks in that rotation. My wife and I are going to the game this afternoon, so I'll get a first-hand look at it as you and your son did last night, and probably have a better thought process on what the problems may be in Boston. Certainly Arizona wasn't expected to be a strong team this year, but they're sitting at 5-4, and they've beaten the Red Sox in the first two games of the series. So I think the Red Sox do have some problems. To your point, they've got some great players, some stars. I think they'll straighten it out, but their problem is going to be getting back into the race. They have started the season on a 10- or 12-game road trip. They have a home opener tomorrow against the Toronto Blue Jays in Boston. So that may be good medicine for them to get home and play a team that's not nowhere near as talented as they are. They could turn it around very quickly, but to your point, I think it's pitching. And David Price, the last couple of years, hasn't been the pitcher that he has been over the years. I think this guy's just got a lot of wear and tear on his arm, and I think he's starting to break down. But, again, it's early. Two starts, sometimes three for some of these guys. Everybody goes through slumps.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us talking Major League Baseball. Hey, John, let me ask you this. Just kind of looking at things, the Padres were one of those teams that you kind of were like, Manny Machado coming over, what's it going to do? How's that going to shake things up? They've gotten out of the gates pretty well at 6-3, just behind the Dodgers by a game. You mentioned the Diamondbacks, which we'll see how they do throughout the season. I think it's going to be tough on them because of all the guys that they traded away. But with that being said, Torrey Lovello doing a good job early in the season with, you know, adjusting lineups and things along those lines. But what can you say about the Padres? Are you believing in them at all, or yes or no?
Again, too early. They're 6-3. They do have a very strong farm system. I think Street and Smith's ranked them as the number one farm system in all of baseball. So there's a lot of good, young, talented help coming. Whether it's ready to play right now is another story. I think Machado has been a tremendous investment for them. He's going to have to play very well to carry that team. I don't see Colorado staying in at 3-6. I think they're a better team than that. I still think the Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies are the teams to beat in that division, but San Diego certainly improving significantly over what we've seen there the last three or four years.
What about the Phillies with obviously Bryce Harper, the addition that he'll make there, and the Mets kind of pushing them early in the season? What do you think? Do the Phillies wind up kind of cruising away from everybody?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think other than Miami, I think that division is extremely tight. The Mets, the Phillies, both made tremendous improvements over the off-season. Atlanta and Washington were both very good last year. I see that as being pretty tight.
You know, you mentioned the Astros earlier, saying, you know, they're not a 4-5 team, or we didn't think they're a 4-5 team. It's a team that won 100 games last season. The Mariners have really, really gotten out of the gates well at 8-2, playing the best baseball out of anybody in Major League Baseball right now. First of all, can they maintain that? And when does Houston make their run?
I think probably the answer to both questions is that we're going to see some change. I don't see Seattle playing 800 ball all season. We know that nobody plays 800 ball for a full season, but they do have those wins already in the win column, so that's very important. I see Seattle probably as a 90-win team, but not an 800 team. And I think in the next 30 days, you're going to see Houston start to get into it a little bit better. Houston's obviously got some pitching issues, you know, with injuries and the fact that Keuchel is gone and Charlie Morton is gone. Their starting rotation looks quite different than it did a year ago. They're going to have to fix that. They're going to have to fix it in a hurry. But there's so much talent on that team, I don't see them being a 4-5 team for very much longer.
John, you know, I'm sitting here taking a look at all these balls flying out of the park. I mean, the Dodgers have like 22 home runs in their first 8 or 9 games. You know, Trout's hitting them out, Harper's hitting monster shots. I mean, balls are just flying out. How do you explain that? I mean, is it bad pitching? Is it great hitting, or a combination of the two?
I think it's a combination of the two. You know, there's always this big conversation at this time of year whether the hitters are ahead of the pitchers or the pitchers are ahead of the hitters. I've always felt that at the start of the season the hitters were ahead of the pitchers because the hitters traditionally get more work in spring training, so therefore get more time to get their timing down. I don't think for the most part we have seen the best of the pitchers this season. Again, let's talk about it in 30 days and let's see what kind of trends are there. But clearly the game is moving to home runs and offense, as we've seen the last two or three years. But I think right now it's exaggerated simply because it's the first couple of weeks of the season.
How are you feeling about pace of game so far, John?
I think it's improving, but I think it needs to improve more. There's way too much stepping out. You know, you take these guys that step out after every pitch and adjust the gloves and adjust the batting helmet and that kind of stuff. It's going to be a long process because these guys have been trained that that's the way that they slow the game down. But at some point in time, I think it's going to have to improve. I think it's getting there. The shorter inning breaks are helping, but I don't think the problem is solved yet by any stretch.
John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the ballpark, and you and I will be in touch real soon.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down, giving us the skinny on NHL hockey as well as Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to be back. We're going to get into the NCAA basketball tournament. So he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
So another 3-2. High fly ball. He jumped all over it. Down the left field line into the corner. See you later.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Thanks. Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
All right. Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Three-quarter court pressure. Dennis Jones breaks it into the lane. His handle is broken. Bishop knocks it away. Jenkins into the lane. Out to Edge. Splashdown. A right corner three for Darnell Edge. His sixth three tonight. And it's a three-point game at 56-53 Prairie View.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. In case you have been hiding under a rock, have no clue what's going on, Final Four took place yesterday in Minneapolis. Virginia, 63-62 over Auburn. And there was definitely some interesting things that happened in that ball game. Maybe some controversy. We're going to get into that in a moment. In the other game, Texas Tech 61-51 over Michigan State, and Texas Tech just tough defensively, can knock down threes. That's a pretty solid basketball team that Chris Beard has. So really tough. And I think that the matchup on Monday night, Virginia playing Texas Tech, going to be one heck of a defensive game. If you like offense, this is probably not for you. It's probably not your thing. If you like defense, this is probably your game. And, you know, ultimately, I think the first team to 60 is going to win that game. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Mike, Virginia wins 63-62. A controversial call at the end of the game on the three-point shot, putting Guy to the line. He nails all three. I do think that was a foul. I'm not going to say it was, and I do. I think he crowded him and got in his space. So I actually think they got that call right. But that's not the call that I'm upset about. I'm upset about the call that happened before that when the young man, I believe it was Jerome, was bringing the ball up the court, and he bounces the ball off of his foot, goes back and picks it up, and that's actually a double dribble. But in the heat of the moment, the speed of that game that was happening at that point in time, the officials blew it. They didn't make the call. That should have actually been Auburn's ball. They had the lead at that point. Probably would have gone down quite differently. But with all that being said, I don't know if there's a guy that could have ever handled a loss in that way better than Bruce Pearl. Sometimes you win the game, and then sometimes you win in life. And ultimately, Bruce Pearl and those kids, they won in life. They lost the game, but what a lesson to be learned. And just a tremendous way for Bruce to go about handling that situation. So, not trying to take anything away from Virginia. They were gritty. They were gutty. Both teams deserve to win. Both teams deserve to lose. But you want no controversy. You want the right calls to be made. And unfortunately, in this one, there is a little bit of an asterisk, Mike.
There is a little bit of an asterisk. And I will agree with you wholeheartedly that the foul was a foul on the three-pointer. He crowded him. You got to give the shooter a chance to come down. He didn't do that. He even got a little body into him. His momentum kind of on the closeout kind of carried him into the shooter. So, you know, I agree with you, like I said, wholeheartedly that was a foul. Now, yeah, I mean, that was also a double dribble. There was also a grab and a hold that could have been called on the Auburn defensive player there as well. So, you know, people want to talk about the double dribble. Well, you know, okay, we can go back and look at the hold and the grab by the Auburn defender there. But
hold, let me, you know, let me ask you, did that grab and hold happen after, before, simultaneously with the double dribble? Because the grab to me happened after he had already maintained that ball and double dribbled. So, I mean, I'm not trying to knock what you're saying, but do you get my point? Did it happen after the double dribble? Did it happen at the same time?
No, I totally get it. And, you know, it is. I mean, one, yeah, it should have been a double dribble, and the refs not calling it was certainly surprising that they didn't call that. I mean, they're going to call the foul on the three-pointer at the end of the game, but I think the double dribble is so obvious. Like, I just wonder how they missed that. And then, yeah, I mean, there was the grab. So, I mean, there's contact. There's going to be all sorts of stuff at the end of the game. And it's always interesting to see what is let go, what is not let go by the referees. And the other thing, and, you know, you mentioned, you know, Monday night, I mean, that game with both these teams is going to be a defensive. Who's going to play the better defense? Who's going to get the block shots? Who's going to be diving on the floor for the ball? I mean, it's going to be a good game. Now, I don't think this is the game that CBS executives really wanted, but this is what we're going to get. And I'm going to tell you what, I mean, the story with Virginia, the narrative is going to be everything based off of last year and losing to a 16. And if they win it, it's one of the best redemption type of stories that you're ever going to get in all of sports.
No, I agree. I mean, it is pretty impressive, man. You know, you talk about losing to a 16 seed, the only team to ever do that the previous year. You follow it up and you get to the national championship game, and, you know, now you're 40 minutes away from doing the unthinkable. So, yeah, man, I agree. It is a great story. Texas Tech is a great story. You know, I mean, look, yeah. Let's talk a moment about that game. I mean, it was all about Matt Mooney. I mean, the guy was unreal, was stepping up and taking big shots. Michigan State, like I said to you, man, throughout the year, I said that there's a couple of things that concern me about these Big Ten teams. And it's the fact that they have trouble scoring the ball at times, and bam, you know, you put up 51 points in the Final Four. Again, I love the way that Texas Tech can lock teams down, and they have the timely shooting. They lock you down on defense. Their bigs can hang with those bigs from Michigan State. You know, they got guys that make heady plays. That they got guys that come off the bench that can score for them. I think Texas Tech is in prime position, actually, to win the national title. I think it's going to be a great game. I really do, like you, in the sense of it's going to be close, and I think it's going to be nip and tuck. And, you know, I do think that 60 points is probably going to be good enough to win it. But hopefully I'm wrong. Like, to be honest with you, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully this is a different game. Hopefully it's in the 70s, and, you know, these two teams come out firing and hitting shots, and, you know, then late in the ball game, defense becomes a big part of the game. I don't necessarily want to see 40 minutes of shutting teams down. So I think Texas Tech is pretty good, is what I'm trying to say to you, and I think Virginia is pretty good. I feel terrible for Auburn, and I feel terrible for Bruce Pearl and those kids that they didn't advance to that championship game, man. They literally had that thing in the palm of their hands, Mike. So I don't think Michigan State, I don't feel bad for them the same way that I feel bad for Auburn. You know, I really truly believe that Auburn had a shot to win that game, whereas Texas Tech, I just truly feel like they were the better team basically that whole basketball game.
No, you hit the nail on the head with that, and you do feel for those Auburn kids, man. I mean, first time in the Final Four in program history, and they, you know, what was it, with, what, 3 seconds left in the game or something, they had it, you know, give or take a call being made here or there, they're playing in the championship on Monday night. So Michigan State was just, they just stepped on themselves. I mean, they really, to me, they probably should have won this game. I think the talent that they had was on par with Texas Tech, if not even a little bit better. But, like Izzo said at the end of the game, we just didn't play well. And he goes, he took some responsibility. He's like, and that's on me. And I'm going to be thinking about this for quite a while. And, you know, I mean, the Michigan State had it all set up for him. I mean, the Final Four's in Minnesota. All they got to do is take probably like an hour flight to get to the Final Four. All the fans there for Michigan State. I mean, everything was served up on a platter in terms of that kind of stuff. But they, like you said, there are issues with Big Ten teams and their ability to score at times this whole season. And you know what? To Texas Tech's credit, they took advantage of that. I mean, they got their own athletes. They got their own shooters. They got a great coach. And like Texas Tech's coach said in the post game, why not us? How come it can't be us? We got good players. We got a great school. We got good coaches. Why not us? And, you know, if Texas Tech can kind of bring that, you know, freewheeling kind of thought into the game with Virginia, I think Virginia is going to have the most pressure on them. Because they're the number one seed and there's expectations in terms of Virginia, and no one, I don't care who you are. I mean, besides maybe a Texas Tech guns up Red Raider fan thinking that Texas Tech could get to the national championship game. You know, I think Texas Tech can probably pull this off. And I totally agree with you. The first one to 60 probably pulls this game out.
You know, speaking of pressure and expectations, you know, Tom Izzo is a great coach. Don't get me wrong. He's a great coach. But do you feel like he needs to get a couple more national championships to really solidify himself as one of the best in college basketball? Because truth be told, I feel like, you know, they get here, but they don't get that chip that often. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm glad you asked that. I do. I absolutely do believe that he needs at least a couple more to kind of solidify his spot as one of the best college coaches of all time. And I'm with you. He is a great coach. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he gets his teams to win the Big Ten tourney. He gets to the final. You know, he's won a title, but he's kind of like Calipari to me. I think Calipari needs to win a couple more too. And I'm not doubting that Calipari is not a great coach or anything like that. But Izzo and Calipari get all this talent, all this NBA kind of ready-made kind of talent. And between the two of them, I can count two national championships. And I think there's just something that I don't know what it is, but I don't know what it is, Dorf, that when Michigan State gets in this, this kind of situation, they've only been able to come away with one chip. And it's kind of puzzling, actually, if you think about it.
I mean, look, some team, you know, pressure busts pipes, bro. And, you know, some teams
right.
succumb to that pressure and some teams rise above and they go out and they grasp it. And I kind of think that Michigan State, to a certain degree, they choke a little bit, man. I'm just going to call it the way I see it. They choke a little bit because it doesn't make sense that you can go on those long scoring droughts and, you know, get shut down and locked down the way that they get locked down. Like you're saying, when you have the talent that they have and the players that they have and the ability to go down low to score and obviously shoot the three ball. And I don't know, man. There's something that doesn't happen right for Tom Izzo a lot of times late in these tournaments. And I don't know if that winds up haunting him for a long, long time. Anyways, I do hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Odiasi against Azubuike. Say that three times fast. Stevenson inside. Odiasi the throwdown. Shot clock now under 10. Evans. Gives off Desire Smith. Step back,
oh,
jump.
Oh, man.
We play Texas Tech tonight.
He did say that.
Oh!
Look at Zaire Smith.
The throwdown there from the freshman out of a timeout.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
For he's a jolly good fellow when nobody can deny.
You see what I mean?
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, hour number one has flown by, man. I haven't razzed you too badly about your Chicago Cubs because, truth be told, they did get the victory yesterday against the Milwaukee Brewers, so I didn't really want to go down that route. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty cool seeing the Brewers at 7-2 and the Cubs at 2-6, brother. I'm not going to lie, man.
No, I don't think you're going to lie about that. I mean, I think, it's something to watch. I mean, the Cubs pitching is horrible right now, but I got faith in them. It's still early, like our friend John Poulter said. So we'll see what happens down the line.
No, and with that being said, I mean, the Brewers, you know, all kinds of questions about their pitching and their rotation and everything. And you know what? They've gotten out of the gates, you know, lights out pretty much in every facet. So, and then, you know, Christian Yelich getting out of the gates the way that you would expect an MVP to get out of the gates. And you know what? A lot of people, you know, thought maybe it was a fluke. I don't think so, man. I think that guy's legitimately one of the greatest baseball players in the game right now.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. And he's fun to watch. I mean, he can be one of those players that kind of every time he steps in the box to take an at-bat, like you stand up. Like, he's one of those kind of guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering when they stop pitching to him. That's my question. When do guys stop pitching to Yelich?
That's a good question. Probably never, but we'll see what happens as we go forward.
I hope not, man, because that guy can obviously give the ball a ride a lot of times. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know that hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. A lot of NBA talk. We'll get back into the NCAA, maybe some baseball, hockey, you name it. We got you covered like always. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay, guys, take a break. Mike, we'll call you back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. The United States has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya. They're there to help local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Concerning the Mueller report, President Donald Trump says you could give Democrats more documents than they've ever seen and it still wouldn't be good enough. On ABC This Week, Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal tells George Stephanopoulos they haven't seen the Mueller report, only a report from the Attorney General.
We're going to stay firm on this. We're going to push hard. We think there's lots of judicial precedent for us in the past to be able to do this. And that's really, I think that's the main thing, is the majority of the American people want to see the report and we have to do our job.
AG William Barr has said there was no collusion with Russia and that Mueller didn't reach a conclusion on obstruction. Despite Democratic leaders telling the IRS to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the answer is no.
You could always allow people to see it. That's not what's happening here. The Democrats are demanding that the IRS turn over the documents, and that is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt.
A personal lawyer for the president has said turning over the returns would set a dangerous precedent. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rangers have recovered the body of another tourist at the Grand Canyon. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
It's the third death in 3 weeks at the National Park in Arizona. Rangers say the 67-year-old California man fell about 400 feet down on the south rim of the park on Wednesday. A helicopter rescue team recovered the body, and Park Service officials are investigating. On March 25th, a man from Hong Kong was apparently taking a selfie on an overlook when he slipped and fell to his death. Last year, 7 people died in accidents at the Grand Canyon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Three historically black churches have burned in Louisiana since March 26th. The pastor at one of the churches tells KFLY about what he's grateful for in face of the personal tragedy.
God's grace is undeserved merit. I know we don't deserve this, but he gives us something better than this, and that's undeserved grace. I thank God for grace.
The churches are in the heart of South Central Louisiana's Cajun and Creole country. For Virginia fans who couldn't see the NCAA team play in Minneapolis in person, there was a gathering to watch the game at a movie theater in Charlottesville. These fans after the one-point win over Auburn.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in this atmosphere, to be in this city, to be a part of it all. We're winning the whole thing.
I'm going to have to cancel class on Tuesday night because no one's going to be there.
Virginia faces Texas Tech tomorrow night for the championship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
All right, radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, sports fans all across the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into from the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. We are down to our final two, Virginia, Texas Tech. I don't know if many people thought that. NBA playoffs are literally around the corner. Same thing with the NHL playoffs. Major League Baseball in full throttle. So, man oh man, we are never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world, are we, Mike Wilson? Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I am doing good, yeah. There is never a loss of what to talk about with sports. I mean, this is a great time of the year. You got NCAA, you got baseball, you got NBA, NHL playoffs. The only thing that's kind of sitting and resting around is the NFL, but I'm sure there's
not sure
if we found something to talk about, you know.
No, it's not sitting around, because that's great that you just did that, bro, because I was thinking the whole time while I was doing the intro and everything, you know, we haven't touched on the NFL. And you know what we didn't touch on? We didn't touch on the nonsense that's been brought up between Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. And truth be told, I've got a theory as to why the timing and everything has happened. And you know what? Maybe we'll break that down on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, just getting started. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You
have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like, then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days, and that's when the real fun begins, because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang, no hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at easytiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's easytiles.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Blitz coming. Rodgers to a wide-open receiver is Valdez-Scantling, and the Packers get a touchdown. Rodgers to the end zone, wide-open Adams. Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone, and Adams gets it for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. Mike is Pigskin Opinion. Me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, Mike, I mean, you know, I think you were being facetious about what you said when you're like, oh, the NFL, you know, that's the only thing that's not really going on. There's always drama and things going on in the NFL. Like, for instance, this thing that we heard about as of late between Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers and all that nonsense, if you will. Don't tell Josh Rosen that the NFL isn't happening, because with all the mentioning of Kyler Murray maybe being an Arizona Cardinal and Odell Beckham, don't tell him that things aren't going on, or Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown, all those guys, a lot of activity for them in the offseason. And then let's not forget about our man, Russell Wilson, man. I mean, dude wants to get paid. So even though it's the quiet time, There's some things that are happening in the NFL right now, Mike.
No, you're right. I was being a little facetious there with all this. You know, I don't get the whole thing with people bringing up stuff between that bad man up in Green Bay and his former coach, Mike McCarthy. I don't, like, why even, there's no reason to bring that kind of stuff up. It's just,
I got a theory for you, brother. I got a theory
for you. Okay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but let me hear what your theory is.
All right, so here's the deal, man. Mike McCarthy is out of a job right now, right?
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is a guy that's a little bit disappointed with, you know, probably many years that he feels frustrated and like his talents haven't been used necessarily in the proper way. And then we're hearing all these things about he holds grudges and this and that and the other. I really think that this was a ploy to help Mike McCarthy put himself back out there in the coaching carousel. And I don't necessarily mean for this year, but just to put him back out there and then to resurface him. Because, like, I totally agree with you. What's the point of telling us this after the fact? What's the point of bringing this to light now that you don't have to deal with this guy anymore and they're no longer, you know, butting heads? It doesn't make a lot of sense. And for McCarthy to come out and be like, well, I was just really upset with the way that things went down, and I didn't think that was the right way to handle things. Dude, can I remind people? You lost to the Arizona Cardinals, man. Josh Rosen and the Arizona Cardinals, who were anything but spectacular throughout the NFL season. So I'm sorry, but if there's going to be a pink slip time, that's the time, Mike Wilson. It's right after you lose to the Arizona Cardinals, who are the laughing stock of the NFL.
And you lost at home to the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't get it. It's just one of those things I paid attention to just a little bit, just to come up with the thing like, okay, that made like no difference to me. And like you said, why go through it now? I would tend to agree with you that, you know, to put McCarthy back out there, in the coaching carousel, at least his name, you know what? And if I'm McCarthy, and I have no feeling towards McCarthy one way or the other. I do think he's a decent coach. But if I'm McCarthy, take the year off, spend a little time at home, do a little soul searching, do a little, you know, introspective, thought on maybe if you get another job, how you going to handle it? You know, are you going to change stuff up? You going to keep it the same or, you know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, it's just weird you bring this stuff up. And I'll tell you what, you know, you mentioned Josh Rosen there. I really do. And I like Josh. But he's getting treated pretty poorly by, the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, if you're going to draft Murray, okay, you can think that, but to put it out there and to have it leak out or whatever, you know, however it's got out, as much as it is, as you know, just as much as it is. I mean, if I'm Rosen, I'm going to Steve Keim and going and wanting a straight answer. And if Keim tells him, yeah, we're going to draft Murray, I would be like, I'd be Rosen. I would just all be, get me out of here, trade me to somebody, because I don't want to be here if you guys really don't want me just after 1 year.
You know, I look at this in a couple of different ways. It's a business at the end of the day, right? And
right.
You don't necessarily get to pick and choose who you play for, how long you play for them. You get my point.
Right.
I mean, so do I feel bad for Josh Rosen? No, I don't feel bad for him, Mike, unfortunately. Do I think that this situation is maybe unfortunate in the sense of, you know, you really don't know what you have in Josh Rosen. And
exactly.
If Cliff Kingsbury winds up going in a different direction, which makes complete sense to me, because if you're going, if you're going to a gunfight with a knife, well, then you're unprepared. So Cliff Kingsbury feels that Kyler Murray is his guy, and Kyler Murray is the guy that you can ride with and get you to a level where you think you can get to, then I think you have to make that move. So to me, this is like just a really, really tough situation because you don't know what you have in Josh Rosen. You don't know if Josh Rosen can run the offense that you want, but you know, at least you think in your mind that Kyler Murray is the guy that can run your offense the way that you want to run it. So it really comes down to Cliff Kingsbury and what he thinks that he's going to need to have success implementing the system that he is going to want to bring to Arizona. And it's that simple, Mike. I'm sorry, but take away all the feelings of feeling bad for somebody or getting your emotions too involved in this. Because the truth is at this point in time in the way that sports is, you want your guys. You want to be able to implement your system. So if he doubts that Josh is able to run it the way that he wants and he feels that Kyler Murray can, then he's got to go that direction, man.
Sure he does. But, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, then what are you going to do with Rosen? You know, I know the Cardinals, you know, the claim. I mean, that's what it is. But Arizona can't be, you know, the rumors are that Arizona's wanting a first-round pick for Rosen. You ain't going to get a first-round pick for Rosen. You get a second-round pick, maybe a combination of a second and maybe a fourth or a fifth or something like that. But I think the sooner that you trade Josh Rosen, the better it's going to be for Josh Rosen and for the Arizona Cardinals at that spot. I mean, let's face it, if Kingsbury wasn't the coach, we wouldn't be talking about Kyler Murray being the number one pick. We'd probably be talking about Bosa or somebody else being the number one pick.
Look, I don't disagree with that. Let me just throw this in there before we go to break. And, you know, what about Russell Wilson? If he's not in Seattle, like seriously, right now he's the guy that needs to be signed by the Seahawks. Otherwise, Russell Wilson, his name goes out there in the mix. You know what I'm saying? So like a lot of things could happen before the draft. So I guess we got to kind of just slow down, pump the brakes, and just kind of chill before we make too much of this. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know we got to take another break. We're going to come back, and I think we got to get into some NBA hoops. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, a little NBA basketball with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
There were 9 mistakes made ahead of me, and I'll make sure over in the next decade or so that they'll know they made the mistakes.
Rosen under center, barking out the call, takes. It's play action. Rosen setting up with time. Looks deep. Fires deep. Got a man wide open inside the 30. It's caught by Kirk at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown! Josh Rosen with a strike. Caught by Kirk. Rookie to rookie. 75-yard touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Horford back to Kyrie, recovered by Adams. Five to go on the drive by Gunn, all the way to the paint, and the lefty falls. Now he took, no, that was incredible.
Kyrie, a bomb! Oh! Straight fire!
Shaw has 9, he's been held under 10 in 3 of the last 5 games. Giannis flushes, holds.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Oh, that is awesome. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can always get at us a couple different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So, interestingly enough, the championship could run through, yes, I'm going to say it, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Pretty unbelievable. The Milwaukee Bucks will have the best record in the NBA. Been an unbelievable, magical season. I know you've written numerous articles about Giannis and the Bucks and everything that they've been able to accomplish in the regular season. Means nothing if you don't make a really solid push, to me anyway, in the playoffs. And I truly expect them to get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. As in Vegas right now, I do believe they're the odds-on favorite to get through the Eastern Conference, which is right. I'm sorry, but it is. It's right. They lead the league and or are at the top of the league and just about every team stack that you can get. So this team is legit. But interesting comment that John Poulter made to us in hour number one about the Tampa Bay Lightning and the way that they play and their style. I wonder if the style in which the way the Milwaukee Bucks play will be effective in the playoffs, because normally it's a lot slower game. You run half-court offense and things along those lines, and maybe they don't do that. I don't know, but I hope they don't, because the way that they play is great. It's a very similar, if you ask me. I think the Milwaukee Bucks and the Golden State Warriors are basically mirrors of each other. I mean, the style is incredibly similar, and I don't think you change when you get to the postseason. So Hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks play the same brand that they've been playing that's gotten them 59 wins and probably 60 plus throughout the regular season this year. When it's all said and done, don't change. Be who you are.
No, absolutely. You got to be who you are. And I'm sure, you know, Coach Budenhauser, you know, Budenholzer, is going to adjust a little bit. I mean, let's face it. I mean, playoff basketball is a little bit different than the regular season in terms of the physicality, and it slows down a little bit and everything. But you know, I'm working on an article about the Bucks and that they should be the odds-on favorite to come out of the East and stuff. And you know, they're Giannis is maybe dinged up just a little bit. I mean, that's why he sat last night, and it's probably the reason why the Bucks lost to New Jersey. I mean, Brooklyn is fighting for a playoff spot and seeding and all that kind of stuff. But I expect, and you know me, I'm a big Boston guy. Boston's just had their troubles. There's been a little bit too much drama, and that's, you know, in any other scenario, I'd probably pick Boston to come out of the East. But the Bucks have just been too strong. They've been playing too well. And Giannis has really put his team on his back and shown why, to me, he's the MVP of the NBA this year.
No, I'm with you. I think he's all around the best player. I mean, he can play 1 through 5. I mean, it's remarkable. And, you know, this debate about he and Harden, you know, I'm
not
sorry.
Really,
but I don't know if you heard. Did you hear Don McLean? Did you hear what he said about James Harden the other night? Yes or no?
Yeah, I heard that, and I was I don't know. It sounded like, you know, the kind of get off my lawn kind of argument. But I mean, anybody that pays attention to the NBA like you and I do, I mean, you and I are both big NBA fans. I tend to look at. I've always kind of looked at the MVP as what have you done the whole year, not just, you know, for a specified amount of time during the season, but you got to take the whole entirety of the season to consider who's the MVP. And to me, it's hands down. It's just Giannis.
Well, and not only that, I mean, come on, man. Let's be completely honest about this. When James Harden isn't on the floor,
right,
they have a guy that they can fall back on in Chris Paul, who can take the game, and he himself can be a one-man wrecking crew. When Chris Paul goes out of the game, they have James Harden. And look, I'm not saying what James Harden has done is not unbelievable and incredible in every – it's an amazing deal what he's done. But it's all offensive what he's done. So there's different types of awards, you know. Offensive, he's the most outstanding offensive player in the league. Absolutely. All around, Giannis changes the game way more so. It's not even close. It's not we're comparing apples and oranges here, man. It's not the same. You can't put it in the same breath. It's nowhere near comparable.
Right.
But again, what he's doing, what both of those guys are doing, is remarkable, but they're different. And what James is doing is remarkable offensively. What Giannis is doing is all around remarkable.
Right. And, you know, you talk about the all around game of Giannis compared to, you know, compared to Harden. And all you got to do is look at how they affect everything on both ends of the floor, and Harden obviously affects everything on the offensive end, not necessarily the defensive end. Giannis, all you got to do is look the other night, they played Philadelphia, and he made Joel Embiid his little toy thing. He blocked 4 or 5 shots on Embiid, and then on a couple of those blocks, he was scoring on the other end.
Yep.
So Giannis affects the game planning on both ends of the floor with whatever team that they're playing. And to me, that's the true sign of an MVP.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned Brooklyn getting the victory. It was a good basketball game, by the way. I did watch that one, Milwaukee and Brooklyn from Saturday. Great game. Brooklyn now in the sixth spot of the Eastern Conference, Orlando in the seventh spot, Detroit in the eighth spot, and Detroit went through a run where they were playing great basketball, and now they've fallen off. Miami on the outside looking in, a game behind Detroit for that final spot. You mentioned the Celtics. They're now in the fourth spot. They'll have home court advantage over Indiana, which I think will definitely help them get through the first round. And it's unfortunate for Indiana, man. I feel bad for them. Victor Oladipo was playing fantastic. The Indiana Pacers were playing fantastic. Victor Oladipo gets hurt. They're not the same team. And now they're going to hang on to that fifth spot because Brooklyn's way too far behind them. But ultimately, Indiana is kind of like a dead man walking. I'm sorry, but Boston's going to beat them in the first round. Philly's going to get by whoever they play, whether it's Brooklyn, Orlando, Detroit, whatever. Toronto's going to get by whoever they play. Milwaukee's going to get by. It's going to get interesting in the second round, man. That's where it gets interesting in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that is where it does get interesting for the Eastern Conference, is that second round. So, you know, I mean, Boston went into Indiana on Friday night and beat them down. And, you know, I expect Boston to get out of the first round. And I think they play the Bucks in the second round, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And that's where things are going to get interesting for Boston, with all the drama that they have, with all the thoughts of, you know, hey, is Kyrie staying? Is he going? Is what's going on with that? And, you know, I will say this, you know, I'm still, you know, you ride and die with your team regardless of what the circumstances are. But with the Celtics, one thing that I am encouraged about is, and this is not necessarily going to show that Boston's going to do some major damage in the playoffs this year, but just to see Gordon Hayward playing the way he's playing after that horrific injury last year, I just think that Hayward finally feels like he's back. And he said as much the other night after the Indiana game, that he feels like he's freewheeling, he's back, he's pretty much back to what he was, you know, last season. So I'm just encouraged by that.
Hey, look, here's the deal. Maybe the difference this year is the fact that the Bucks have home court advantage versus last year where Boston had home court advantage. So, anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NBA. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson. Nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Heywood, step back again. Gordon Heywood is having himself a game.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throw down off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
Second game in a row, I feel like we did a great job on Giannis. He ended up 13 of 17 for 30 points. He's impossible to guard.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Speaking of that, always come back late night. Hang out with me on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So catch a little double dosage of the Dorf Man on Sundays here. But Mike, you know, when I really think about the difference, I mean, there's a lot of differences, but a major difference between Giannis and James Harden, the efficiency level, man. You know, you just heard Brad Stevens, 13 of 17 shooting. I think he shoots pretty damn close to 60% from the field anyway. He's improved the three-point shot. He's improved the mid-range game. He sees the floor incredibly well. I mean, look, we can't say enough about this kid, and he's 24 years old, for crying out loud. So he's only going to get better. But ultimately, I do think that the way that he's just so efficient with what he does out there, and he can get whatever he wants. Let's be honest. And James, too, I'll give him that. He can get just about whatever he wants, but definitely not going to be anywhere near as efficient as Giannis is on pretty much any given night.
No, you're exactly right. And the thing that's just amazing with Giannis is just the leaps and bounds that he's made since he's come into the league. I mean, he came in as this – nobody knew who this kid was from Greece. Probably no one respected his game or anything like that. But you know what? You know, I've seen plenty of things on Giannis, and he's just a big believer in himself. And when you have a big belief in what you can do and how you can improve and those kind of things, you're going to go a long way, and it's starting to pay off in a big way for Giannis. And let's face it, to do what he does on the court, I mean, to be as long physically, you know, he has those long arms, he takes those long strides getting to the basket. You know, that's only going to serve him well moving forward. And the league is on notice now. They know that he's a handful. He's going to be a handful for the next 10 years or so. So Giannis has done everything that he needs to do to set himself up to be considered maybe possibly one of the greats of all time, if not just in Milwaukee Buck history.
No, I agree 100% with that. Can we say it's a pretty good time to be a fan of Wisconsin sports when you've got guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, Christian Yelich, and then I guess, you know, the the diva in Aaron Rodgers. I mean, let's be honest though, like three of the best players in their sports. So, pretty good time to be a fan of Wisconsin sports, man.
Yeah, not too bad now. If you can just get those Wisconsin Badgers to play some a little bit better football, then you really have it going up there. But yeah, it's a really good time to be a Buck, Packer, Brewer fan for sure.
And then also my old high school wins the basketball championship too. So maybe they set the tone for the Bucks. Who knows? We'll see. Hey, let's switch gears a little and let's talk a little Western Conference. Looks like the Warriors are going to be back on top like we've seen them for several years now. They've got a 2-game lead over Denver, who's in the second spot. Houston only a game and a half behind them, but obviously running out of time. So it looks like right. 1, 2, 3 are pretty solidified. 4 and 5 still a little interesting there because Utah and Portland both, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like they've got about 3 games left each. So something could happen there. Clippers, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, it could change. You never know, man. I mean, but right now, Clippers in that 6th spot, Oklahoma City in the 7th spot, and San Antonio in the 8th spot. And what I take away from this, man, I'm sorry, but I mean, the Clippers, the fact that they're close to winning 50 games in what is supposed to be, an extremely difficult Western Conference, I know that it's all about my Milwaukee Bucks, don't get me wrong, but Doc Rivers has done just an unbelievable job coaching this team of your literally, like, this is your blue-collar team of the NBA, the L.A. Clippers, man. And I am so impressed with them. I really am.
No, I am as well. And like I've said the last couple of weeks, once they traded Tobias Harris out east to Philadelphia, everybody was kind of like, okay, the Clips are just going to sail off into the sunset, kind of cash in on this season and just, not make the playoffs. Well, you know what, Doc and what's his name, Beverly there, the point guard for them, just had other ideas. And I think this is one of Doc Rivers' best coaching jobs of his coaching career. Obviously I would put him winning the title in Boston at the top, but this is certainly worthy of consideration as to, putting Doc as maybe the coach of the year to get his team to where they're at. And it's just been impressive. And right now it ain't the Lakers. That's the team of LA right now. It's those Clippers. And, moving forward, you and I both know with free agency, they got enough room to get a couple of big names in there. And right now they have all the momentum probably with a lot of these players in terms of coming to LA and not playing with LeBron and not playing for the big brand of the Los Angeles Lakers, but playing for Doc and playing for those Clippers, man. They got an owner that likes to spend money. He has plenty of it. And he's enthusiastic about his team. So, and plus, they got the logo. They got Jerry West. And when you got him kind of pulling strings behind the scenes, lots of good things are going to happen, man. I'm telling you.
Dude, they got a lot of ballers, man. I'm sorry. But, and by the way, you were thinking of Patrick Beverly. He's been around the league for a while. But, Gallinari can ball. If I'm not mistaken, they've got Montrezl Harrell, he can ball. That's your blue collar guy right there for sure. Look, they got some players, man. I mean, Lou Williams, look, he's like the best guy off the bench ever in the NBA. So this is a good basketball team. And look, you're right. Definitely a better location. Definitely a better destination than the Lakers, the Clippers right now, and they've got enough money to go after a couple guys. So I fully expect the Clippers to be players in the off season. But getting back to things, any way that the Golden State Warriors don't make it out of the Western Conference? I do think they're going to get resistance. I really do. But do you see a scenario where maybe Houston can beat them?
I see a scenario, but I think right now it's Golden State's conference to lose. I do agree they're going to get some pushback. They're going to get some resistance. But I think in the end, they got way, way too much firepower for anybody in this Western Conference. And, you know, anytime you got the Durantula, you know, 7-foot guy that can hit it from anywhere and take it to the rim, and then you got Steph Curry who, you know, we all know his range is in the building kind of range. And you got Clay, and you got Draymond's going to maybe the cheek in the armor because he just can't shoot it, and you see it in regular season games. They just lay off of him. But he's a defensive guy right now. But I really do think it's the Warriors coming out of the West.
I would actually say that Steph Curry has range from outside of the building, not necessarily inside the building, because the guy can hit it from anywhere. And we've learned that he's been doing it when he can't even see, and now he can see. So, look, he's one of the greatest shooters that we've ever seen, for sure. And Kevin Durant playing fantastic right now, too. They're hitting on all cylinders. They're playing well at the right time. You know, all that talk all year long about the struggles and all the problems that they had, they're coming into the playoffs in a pretty good way. You know, 8-2 in their last 10 games, 4 straight, on top of the Western Conference now by 2 games, going to win the Western Conference once again. They're definitely the odds-on favorite. I mean, I think so, and I'm pretty sure everybody else does, and I would venture to guess Vegas does as well. I make them the odds-on favorite to win the championship one more time. But Milwaukee could give them a run. Toronto could give them a run. Boston could definitely give them a run. So I don't think it's easy, man. And I think in, you know, 3 of the 4 years, it's kind of been a little bit easy. And I think they're going to get resistance. I do see a scenario where Houston could beat them. You know, let's face it, maybe they were a game that Chris Paul didn't play away from, you know, winning the Western Conference. So I do think that Houston has the ability to beat them, but they're going to have to play extremely well. You know, Gordon's going to have to hit shots. James is going to have to do what he does. They're going to have to get something off the bench from other guys. Their bigs are going to have to play well. We know that. But I do see a scenario where Houston could get out of the West.
No, I mean, I'm not going to play totally dumb here and not tell anybody that I don't see a scenario, but I think if there's one team that's going to push them, I think it's going to be Houston. I don't think it's going to be Denver. Denver really doesn't have a closer on their team to make me fear them if I'm Golden State. Yeah. But Houston has a closer, you know, so we'll see what happens, but I really do think it's Golden State in the end, and then whoever comes out of the East. I mean, if Boston comes out of the East for God knows what kind of miracle, they do match up very well with Golden State. They've always played Golden State in recent years pretty well, but, you know, it'll be Golden State, and if I think of the way it's going to go, I think it's going to be Milwaukee, which I think would be a very entertaining NBA Finals.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it would be an awesome NBA Finals. And, you know, I think that the Bucks did put a little blueprint out there on how to defend James Harden. Eric Bledsoe played him extremely well a couple weeks back now, I believe, there in Milwaukee. And maybe, and let's face it, too, Steph Curry plays defense pretty well on James Harden. They can put Klay on him. They can put KD on them, so they can come at them in a bunch of different ways. And you know, ultimately, I think that, you know, as well as I do, it all does come down to matchups, and it's an extremely tough matchup for Houston and James Harden to have to go up against the type of defense that he's going to have to go up against when it comes to Curry and Klay and Kevin Durant and maybe even Draymond at times too. Like, he's got to go through just a wall of defenders. So I think it's tough.
Let's not forget about Boogie. You know, they got Boogie, who can, you know, if he's down on the block, he can defend shots. He can be, you know, alter shots. So it'll be interesting to see how Boogie is. Well, I mean, we know he's going to be taken advantage of in pick and rolls, but how else can he affect the game in a positive way to get his first championship?
Man, the NBA playoffs, brother. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited that the potential of the NBA Finals running through Milwaukee, man, it's unbelievable. It's something that only you can dream about, to be honest with you, and it's happened. And I know the music's going. We got to take another final pause for the cause and then come back and do what we always do with parting shots. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
There he is, Steph Curry.
Miles got to keep him out.
Good defense by Turner. Tipped out. And then Curry got it and fires a three in the corner.
I mean, they make it hard. That's why you don't want to turn it over.
That's a miss by Young. And now Curry and company running.
Watch.
10 a year ago here in Indianapolis. Wood was mentioning he had 60 against the Pacers, and Curry's wide open. It's like a free throw.
Take the last shot before the Pacers in the half.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Yep. All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always catch me late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. But as always, Mike, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
All right, parting shot goes out to the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team. Once again, this was the year anniversary of that horrible accident with that hockey team where 16 players were unfortunately killed and their families' lives affected forever. So, you know, anytime we get around April 6th of any year, just think about those families that are dealing with a loss that, that no one wants to go through.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Well said, my friend. My final parting shot for the day is going to go to Virginia and Texas Tech, who we are going to get the opportunity to watch play for the national championship, NCAA basketball championship, on Monday night, 6:20 our time, 9:20 Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? Tip it up, go and play for your school, give it everything you got, and let's see who walks away as your 2019 NCAA champion. So for Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Let's go, guys. Hey! Okay, Mike, see you next week. Andy, we'll talk to you later.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.